Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Boyd Perry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Walker reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry misplays the ball. That's an error on Perry. Weatherly scores. Walker scores. Trosky moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Trosky moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mullen scores. Gehringer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. York moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is walked intentionally. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Mullen reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mack takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins is hit by the pitch. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Trosky moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Mel Harder. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mullen. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Heath moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Mac hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Al Benton now pitching. Rolly Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Campbell reaches second base with a double. York moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins is walked intentionally. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. York scores. Campbell moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Tigers. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Boyd Perry. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is walked intentionally. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to home to get Campbell. Higgins moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hebbing. Higgins scores. McCuskey moves to third. Benton moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebbing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing shortstop. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campbell is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.